From O'Brien, who is now 148 days older than the last time I spoke to you, welcome to the Shellac Stack. That's such an absolutely beautiful tune, Por Una Cabeza, written by Carlos Gardel, performed by the Hurtado Brothers and their Royal Marimba Band, recorded November 29th, 1935 for Columbia Records. Carlos Gardel was in the 1920s and early 30s, perhaps the most famous singer and songwriter throughout Latin America. He was born in France, but was raised and lived most of his life in Argentina, in Buenos Aires, where he wrote a number of tangos, including that one and a number of other very popular ones as well. Unfortunately, Carlos Gardel died very young. He was only 44 years old when he perished in a plane crash over Colombia in June of 1935. So that recording by the Hurtado Brothers made just months after his tragic death. The Hurtado Brothers, on the other hand, a very popular marimba band, originally from Guatemala, as the name suggests, though they remained quite active in New York. From the 19-teens onwards, they recorded extensively for the Victor label in the 19-teens and early 20s, and then seemed to have stopped recording for a while, at least under that name, and then resurfaced in the mid-1930s to cut a handful of sides for Columbia Records. So this being among their very few electric recordings, and I find it absolutely charming, and as I said, just a beautiful, beautiful tune that will really get stuck in your head if you give it a chance. Some of my friends know that recently I've been on a bit of a Carlos Gardel kick. I find his tangos, his waltzes, his other pieces very beautiful and charming and evocative of Buenos Aires in so many ways. So I thought we would start with that today. Anyway, welcome to the Shellac Stack. My name is Brian Wright. This is a program of 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. And as always, I've got a varied playlist for you today. And before we start, I should probably address my silence these past, 4 or 5 months. A number of you have kindly written to me over that time to inquire as to my health, inquire as to why I haven't been posting new Shellac Stack programs, and the reasons are many, including some health issues now mostly resolved. Also, I moved for the first time in 8 years, and that took up a considerable amount of time and energy preparing for. Also, in the last few months, I finally completed my PhD in musicology at the University of Pittsburgh, so there was a lot of last-minute work and paperwork and things to do surrounding that. All of this, a long roundabout way of saying that life just got busy, and it was difficult to find the time to put together, or the energy for that matter, to put together more Shellac Stack programs. But now that things are settling down and I am ensconced in my new residence, if you may notice that the ambience of my introductions has changed just slightly, this is a different room than I recorded in previously, and hopefully it will serve our purposes well. But you didn't come here to hear me talk about myself or my whereabouts. You came here for the music, I hope. Anyway, let's take a listen to some more records. We'll start next with Fred Rich and his Hotel Astor Orchestra, Columbia 777-D, recorded October 4th, 1926, and featuring the ever-present Irving Kaufman singing the vocal, this time under the pseudonym of Frank Harris. It's a Ruby and Kalmar song, All Alone Monday.
All alone on the shelf Wednesday till the dawn comes, by myself Thursday twirling my thumbs. Friday is my day, so I spend Friday all alone. On Saturday I dread the coming of Sunday. Monday the week starts anew. I'm certain I could endure the week to the end, and I am sure the days that I spend wouldn't be lonely if I were only all alone with you.
Thank you.
about as straight an interpretation as you're likely to hear of that song, but charming nonetheless. The song is ended, but the melody lingers on. A wonderful tune by Irving Berlin, recorded by Marjorie Harcum for the Cameo label in December of 1927, issued on Cameo record number 1286. Marjorie Harcum had made her first records for Edison back in about 1920, mostly religious tunes, and then found herself on Broadway in 1922 and 1923, where she sang in a mystery play called The Tidings Brought to Mary. She started recording for Cameo first in duets with William Robine in about 1925 or 1926 and continued recording a handful of sides up to 1928. Some of the pseudonyms that she recorded under include Marjorie Adams, Brown Lee, and on at least one occasion, a record of hers was issued under the name of Vernon Dalhart, if you can believe that. Vernon Dalhart, of course, being a real singer from Texas and very much a man. How that happened, I wonder. Anyway, Marjorie Harcum, the song is ended, but the melody lingers on. Before that, Fred Rich and his Hotel Astor Orchestra, always a fine band in my opinion, Columbia 777 from October of 1926, All Alone Monday. Well, we'll turn to a couple of comedy records now, bring a little more levity to the program, perhaps, than Marjorie Harcum was able to conjure. We'll listen first to Red Ingle and the Natural Seven, featuring a vocal by one Cinderella G. Stump, who was, in real life, Jo Stafford. And we'll hear her in 1947 sing Temptation. And they spelled this two ways on the label, the way you might expect, T-E-M-P-T-A-T-I-O-N. But in parentheses after that, it says T-I-M-T-A-Y-S-H-U-N, Temptation. And you'll hear what that's all about as she sings it on this Capitol record, number 412, from 1947. And we'll follow that with a little something from Jerry Lewis.
Rousing on the bow, and here we go.
Tell me, will you, darling, why you look so bad tonight? There's bags around your eyeballs, which is red instead of white.
Well, if for this away you came when I was alone, shucks, I should have known that you was temptation. You smiled a leering me on, my heart is plumb gone, 'cause you was temptation. It'd be thrilling if in your will. Bored to be kissed, I couldn't resist, 'cause you was temptation and I was yours.
A mud hole tempts a mosquito, darling.
That's how you tempted me.
And as corn liquor tempts a drunkard, as sorghum tempts a bee, as a willow tree tempts a caterpillar, darling.
That's how you tempted me. You came when I was alone. Shucks, I should have known that you was temptation. You smiled a little neon. My heart is plumb gone, 'cause you was temptation. Bored to be kissed, I couldn't resist, 'cause you was temptation and I was yours. Here's my heart, take it away. Yes, take it away and say that we will never, never, never part. I'm just a slave, just a bad burned slave. I'm a goner with you, 'cause you're temptation and I'm a red hot flame.
Hot cinder.
My mother sang in the metro.
was a star with her tra-la-la-la-la. My father played violin in Petersburg, Russia. He went so far as to fiddle for the Tsar. When I was born, they said, just wait and see. Our child will be a prodigy. I studied hard in the music centers of Europe, and I'll open up your eyes when I start to vocalize.
I'm a guy who likes to sing something awful. That's the way I sing something awful, 'cause I can't carry a tune. I can always sing the notes, black notes, white notes, any kind of notes, but the right notes, 'cause I can't carry a tune. I go sour hour after hour, why don't I give up? I try and try to sound the note, but it don't come out like it was wrote. I can memorize the words, spoon, croon, moon, June, any kind of words, bassoon, balloon, lagoon, spittoon, but I can't carry a tune. I go sour hour after hour, why don't I give up? I try and try to sound the note, but it don't come out like it was wrote. I can memorize the words, spoon, croon, moon, June, any kind of words, bassoon, balloon, lagoon, spittoon, but I can't carry a tune, 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 tune.
No, no, piano player, you don't seem to understand. I can't carry a tune.
If you didn't much care for Jerry Lewis and the song I Can't Carry a Tune, well, you can thank Arthur Quinzer and Franklin Marx, or blame, perhaps. They are the ones that wrote that tune. Jerry Lewis sang it, sort of, on a Capitol record, number 2141 from 1952. Before that, Joe Stafford, under the name of Cinderella G. Stump, singing Temptation with Red Engel and the Natural Seven. I was inspired to play that by a little house party I had a few nights ago in which a couple of friends came over. We listened to some records and the subject of that particular record came up, that Red Engel record of Temptation. And one of the friends grew up in the 1940s and his mother absolutely hated that record, could not stand it. And I think as a result, he learned to love it. Maybe his form of rebellion. He learned to enjoy it or appreciate the humor of it. And we pulled it out and had a laugh, and I thought you might enjoy hearing it as well. And then, of course, Joe Stafford in the 1950s and early 1960s achieved some sideline fame as Darlene Edwards with her real-life husband, Paul Weston, masquerading under the name of Jonathan Edwards. And together they recorded a handful of comedy records, Jonathan and Darlene Edwards, in which he fumbled around at the piano and she sang horribly, horribly off-key and she's singing pretty much on key there, but not Jerry Lewis on I Can't Carry a Tune. They seem to make a nice pair. Well, we'll turn to some traditional New Orleans-style jazz, a little bit of Dixieland thrown in. First, the Castle Jazz Band, recorded in Portland, Oregon, February 8th, 1949. This is the Sugar Blues. Monty Ballou sings the vocal. After that, we'll go to New Orleans for a recording made on location there, by Circle Records, which was the label run by Rudy Blesch and Harriet Janis, recorded in New Orleans, May 8, 1951. We'll hear an old rag by William H. Tyers called Panama, played by Paul Barberin's New Orleans Band. First, though, here's the Castle Jazz Band. To get you up and moving, here's the Sugar Blues.
Thank you. turned sour on me. Sugar blue, I feel so sad. I think that I'd like to die. You can say what you choose, but I'm all confused. I got the sweet, sweet sugar blues. I got the sugar blues.
Thank you.
And there you have Paul Barberin's New Orleans Band, recorded in the Crescent City, May 8th, 1951. A tune by William H. Tyers that goes back to the ragtime era called Panama. That was Circle Records number J-1065. Before that, Monty Ballou singing with the Castle Jazz Band, recorded in Portland, Oregon a couple years earlier, February of 1949, the Sugar Blues. And how nice it is to hear that tune by someone other than Clyde McCoy for a change. That was issued on the Castle Jazz Band's own vanity label, Castle Records, which are really quite attractive labels. Castle Records number 5. Well, up next I have two male crooners for you of very different styles. Well, not exactly. They are kind of similar in some respects, but, well, you can make of this what you will. First, it's Nat King Cole with the King Cole Trio. He's singing and playing piano on one of his earlier records made March 1st, 1943 in Los Angeles. And that in itself is to me somewhat curious because on March 1st, 1943, the American Federation of Musicians recording ban was in full effect, and to my knowledge, commercial records were not supposed to be made by members of the AFM, and that ban lasted from, I think, end of July or beginning of August 1942 until late 1943 for some record labels and even into 1944 for some other labels. So how this got made in March of 1943? Well, something doesn't add up. Anyway, this is on the Excelsior label, a tiny little label owned by Otis Renee, who wrote the song that we'll hear called I'm Lost. So perhaps that has a little something to do with it. Nat King Cole, as I said, sings and plays piano, and we'll hear that, followed by Gene Austin singing for the Victor record label, December 3rd, 1926, recorded in New York. We'll hear Everything's Made for Love, Victor 20478. So, two crooners now, starting with Nat King Cole from 1943.
I'm lost, I'm like a king without a throne. I'm lost, just like a dog without his bone. I'm walking round in circles doing things I shouldn't do. That's how much I'm lost without you. I'm lost, I'm like a heart without its beat. I'm lost, just like an army in defeat. I'm like the autumn trees that shed their leaves when summer's through. That's how much I'm lost without you. Everything about me seems so strange, dear. My friends tell me I don't appear the same. I go around acting silly, dilly. I can't even remember my name, baby. I'm lost, because the phone at home won't ring. I'm lost, my pet canary bird won't sing. I'm lost because each souvenir you left has faded blue. That's how much I'm lost without you. Everything about me seems so strange, dear. My friends tell me I don't appear the same. I go around acting silly, dilly. I can't even remember my name, baby. I'm lost, I'm like the phone that never rings. I'm lost, without those little precious things. I'm lost because each souvenir you left has faded blue. That's how much I'm lost without you. You're past your baby days, still you've got those baby ways. You're as bashful every time when I'm with you. Though you're fond of me, you say, still you keep me far away. Oh, why can't we love just like other sweethearts do? What have we got lips for? What have we got arms for? Why do we have stars above? Oh, you know, I know, everything's made for love. What have we got eyes for? What do we sighs for? Why do we say dovey-dove? Oh, you know, I know, everything's made for love. What is the dark for? What is the park for? Why are shady lanes? Why is a cozy corner so rosy every time it rains? What have I got you for? What do you got me for? What are we both thinking of? Oh, you know, I know, everything's made for love. Why do we have preachers? Why do we have teachers? Why do we have weddings too? Oh, you know, I know, everything's made for love. Now, what is a gold band for? And what is the best man for? And why do we all say I do? Oh, you know, I know, everything's made for love. What are men slave for? What are they saved for? And when Cupid calls, why do we go and spend all of our dough to see Niagara Falls? Why do we keep crying? Why do we keep sighing? Why do we say dovey-dove? Oh, you know, I know that everything's made for love. Do-do-do. What is the dock for, and what is the park for? And why are shady lanes? And why is a cozy corner so rosy every time the rain starts falling? What have I got you for? What have you got me for? What are we both thinking of? Oh, you know, I know, everything's made for love. Everything's made for love.
I've yet to hear a Gene Austin record I didn't like, and that one got to be up there near the top, especially with that charming ukulele played by Art Fowler, who made some records under his own name for Perfect. That was Gene Austin, Everything's Made for Love, recorded for the Victor label in December of 1926. Before that, Nat King Cole singing and playing piano with his trio, a tune called I'm Lost, issued under the Excelsior label, with no record number on there, just a matrix number, LC105. From March of 1943 and recorded out in Los Angeles. Or as they used to say at the time, Los Angeles, with the hard G. Okay, got a couple of late 1920s dance bands for you now, starting with Jacques Renard and his orchestra, who recorded a handful of sides for the Victor label before switching over to Brunswick Records in the early 1930s. And I think Jacques Renard is one of the overlooked great dance bands of that era. His Victor records, to me, are just terrific examples of arranging, of performing, a nice mix of hot and sweet, and this record will give you a little taste of that. Louis James sings the vocal, and the first half of the record is rather on the sweet side, but after the vocal, it really heats up with some nice percussion work, a nice hot trumpet solo, space for other instrumental solos as well. See what you make of this. It's called Just Call On Me, Victor 20728. I think it's terrific, from May 23rd, 1927. After that, we'll head out to Hollywood for a record made by Gus Arnheim and his Coconut Grove Orchestra, featuring the Ambassador Trio on a tune written by Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh, I'm Doing That Thing. So first up, here's Jacques Renard and his orchestra.
Thank you. breathe, I need a kiss. Oh, baby, might as well be crazy as be like this. So I'm starting to write, ready to start, following through. I'm saving to try, trying to say, making you blue.
There certainly was such a thing as a West Coast sound among the dance bands out in California, Oregon, Washington State back in the late 1920s and early 1930s, and that's a pretty good taste of it right there. Gus Arnheim and his Coconut Grove Orchestra, recorded in Hollywood, July 29th, 1930. Gosh, 86 years ago. I'm Doing That Thing, with the Ambassador Trio singing the vocal. It came from a film called Love in the Rough, which I have not seen. Victor 22505. Before that, Louis James singing with Jacques Renard and his orchestra. How did you like that? Victor 20728, Just Call on Me, from May 23rd, 1927. Definitely elements of Hot and Sweet on the same record. And for what it's worth, Jacques Renard shares composition credit along with Horther and Fazioli on that tune. Whether he really had a hand in writing it or not, I don't know, but his name is on there nonetheless. Well, here's a little extra thing for you now. A Sonora record. Clear as a bell, they say on the label. Number 1110, it's Joe Biviano, his accordion and rhythm sextet, recorded in about 1946. The tune was composed by John Serry. You'd be hard-pressed to find another version of this. It's called the Leon Jump. Thank you. accordionist Joe Viviano seems to have been one of the Sonora label's flagship artists back in the mid-1940s, and there you have him, performing the Leon Jump with his rhythm sextet, Sonora 1110 from about 1946. That brings us towards the end of today's Shellac Stack. Gosh, I've had fun. It's been good to be doing this again. I hope you've enjoyed the selections on today's program. If you have, and you'd like to say hi and let me know that you enjoyed it, I'd love to hear from you. As always, you can email me at shellacstack@gmail.com. That's shellacstack@gmail.com. And please note the spelling of shellac. There's no K, at least not the way we do it. shellacstack@gmail.com. Or you can send me a message through my website, briansright.com, or I believe shellacstack.com will get you there as well. If you enjoyed the program, I'd also appreciate it if you might tell your friends, other people who might enjoy tuning in and joining us for these little virtual parties where we listen to 78s. And hopefully it'll be less than 5 months before I get back behind the microphone and do this again. Hopefully we'll get back to our regular schedule. If you have requests, feel free to send those along as well, though for the moment I'm still unpacking and settling into my new place, so forgive me if I can't reach all the records right away. It may take a few weeks before I get to what you would like to hear, assuming I even have it at all. But send those requests and I'll do my best. With the Rio Olympics just a few days away now, I thought we would close the program with a little tip of the hat to South America and to Brazil in particular. Here's a very famous tune. How much it really has to do with the country of Brazil, I don't know, but the title is Brazil. There's a lot of versions of this out there to choose from. I thought we'd go with the recording made by Morton Gould and his orchestra for the Columbia label, recorded New Year's Day, 1945. Columbia 4319-M, here it is. Brazil. We'll see you next time. Take care. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Thank you.